What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Chetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm sitting here in bright Florida. Happy November. Can you believe we're already in November? Isn't that kind of crazy how fast time just goes? Yesterday, I went to this open mic called The Gimmick in Ybor City, which is near Tampa. And Halloween is like the worst day to do comedy. I mean, normally this room is pretty good, but nobody was there, really. However, they were really kind enough to slot me, thanks to the guys who run that room. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm some incredible comedian, but I think I put in the work, and I think people notice that. And I think that's why sometimes people try to help me out or, you know, push me along. You know, one thing I've learned in, I think, 24 years of showbiz is hard work doesn't guarantee success. But people definitely notice hard work, and people notice good work. So, I mean, I wish it did guarantee success, but I can't say that. Guarantee some a little bit of success, but more so, people do notice you. Like now, when I go to clubs, a lot of new comics come up to me and they ask me for advice, and I don't even talk to most people. But I think people. Again, I'm not like George Carlin, or maybe I am here in Florida, but I think people just see that I have joke structure, that I understand it, and I'm more than happy to share information with people at comedy clubs when I'm waiting around. I won't get coffee with you, like that's kind of a waste of my time, but I'm more than happy to help others, and you know, like I said this before, like I'm sure some of these guys will be famous one day. They'll go to LA, New York, and maybe they'll catch a break. You know, like I really feel like that's what this business is about, is putting yourself in the right position and being ready. You know, what is it? Stay ready, be ready, whatever that is. Like you really have to just be ready for opportunities when they come your way, which is why I'm always writing and I'm always like trying to do stand-up. I've missed a lot of opportunities in the past. I was too young to even realize there were opportunities, like almost writing jobs to like almost auditions, and it's because I wasn't ready, you know, and it's not my fault. I just was too young, but now I'm not young and there's no reason for me not to be ready. A friend of mine called me up and he was like, he was really concerned, as he should be, because sometimes I do have problems functioning during the day. And he was like, man, you know, he's like, you know, I really felt happiness when I got married and had kids. And I was like, dude, I don't want to hear this right now. I really don't. Like, I really believe, like, my calling and imprint on this earth will be through my comedy. If I go through this life never married or kids, I'm okay with that. And it bugs me sometimes when people tell me what will make me happy. Like, most people don't know who I am. Even my own friends don't know who I am. But I don't know why people have this need to share their experiences when it's unsolicited. You know, that's like me saying, hey, you know what you should do? Go to an open mic in Ybor City. That'll make you happy. Like, you don't know. So that's something I was dealing with. I feel like my work is my therapy. Like, there's a reason I work so hard. It's because it helps me forget about everything. And, you know, it's not a panacea, but it definitely helps me cope day to day and gives me something to focus on versus the reality of what's happened the past year in my life. So there's a reason why I'm always going out to these mics, why I'm, you know, writing and stuff. It's not because I'm totally insane. I really am trying to use this as a band-aid. So I don't know if people really understand that. But anyways, hope this wasn't too morose. So hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for watching. Take care.